Dearly beloved in Christ, we celebrated recently the Feast of the Purification of Mary, and also the day called Candlemas, the day on which the candles we use at Mass are blessed. The beeswax candles that we use are required for the celebration of Mass, but they are also symbolic. They represent the body of Christ, and surely we could draw many other symbolisms from the use of candles. But having said that, I wanted to speak about the Holy Eucharist, the body of Christ, and the preparation for its reception. Holy Communion is an intimate bond between the church militant and Christ, between us and God. It is a gift that is not even allowed to the angels. Surely the angels crowd around the altar during the holy sacrifice of the Mass, but they will never receive our Lord in the way that we are able to. Although you may have heard the Holy Eucharist referred to as the bread of angels, many say that this means that the angels are receiving Christ in the beatific vision, while we receive him in the hidden manner, veiled under the appearances of bread and wine, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Tanquary, speaking on the Holy Eucharist, says that communion brings about a special union with the divine persons of the Holy Trinity. Because of the indwelling of the three divine persons, the eternal Word does not take up his abode within our souls alone. He comes with the Father, forever generating his Son, and with the Holy Ghost, forever proceeding from the mutual embrace of the Father and Son. If anyone love me, my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and we will make our abode with him. Holy Communion, then, is an anticipation of the joys of heaven. And if we are possessed of a lively faith, we will realize the truth contained in the words of the Imitation that say, to be with Jesus is a sweet paradise. To receive Holy Communion worthily, as we know, one must be in the state of grace, but we ought also to prepare in the external forum for to have the correct dispositions before we receive Holy Communion. First, as we prepare for communion, we should meditate on the sacrament that we are about to receive, that we are about to take into our bodies, the body of Christ. Tanquary also enumerates three different dispositions, he says, we should have in order to profit well by the Holy Eucharist. And this is to do with preparation before communion. Number one, we should do everything for Christ. This means striving to perfect all our daily duties according to our state in life, whether married or single. We should do everything in union with Jesus in order to please him. This is the best means of drawing down God's graces and blessings. The second disposition, he says, should be a sincere humility based on the one hand, on the exalted sanctity of Jesus, and on the other hand, upon our lowliness and our worthiness. Lord, I am not worthy, etc. And this humility creates, so to speak, a void within the soul, emptying it of its egotism, its pride, its presumption. Now, the more we empty ourselves of self, the more ready we make the soul to let itself be possessed and inhabited by God. And the third disposition, he says, is an ardent desire to be united to God in Holy Communion, realizing our helplessness and our poverty. We should long for him, who alone can give strength to our weakness, enrich us with his treasures, and fill the void within our hearts. Such a desire will, by dilating the soul, throw it wide open to him who in turn desires to give himself to us. With desire, I have desired to eat this Pasch with you. We know that we cannot attain perfection. We can't sanctify ourselves without God's help and an act of our will. And that act of the will begins with a desire to attain that perfection. Also, we should ask ourselves, what do we need to focus on personally? What virtues should we cultivate in order to make ourselves more worthy in preparation for communion? What sins do we have to root out in order to make ourselves more pleasing to God? Of course, acts of humility are a perfect way to prepare for communion, and even embracing those humiliations we receive throughout our life with resignation to the will of God will definitely make us more like Christ and prepare us well for the sacrament. But it's important to focus specifically on our weakest area, the predominant fault. And if we find that patience is that weakness, that during the day we have a hard time being patient with those around us, let us practice that virtue for love of God and in preparation for Holy Communion. If we find it hard to focus during Mass, we should say a few Hail Marys before Mass and even during Mass with the intention of focusing on loving God. We have all day to worry about the other things in our life, the things going on in the world. But the devil is very clever about getting us to worry about the non-essentials and the things that we shouldn't be worrying about when we should be devoting our time to prayer to God and in preparation for communion. So let us be resolved to give all our attention to the Mass, the liturgy, in preparation for Holy Communion. That quiet time that we spend in preparation is so short, it is so important, and it can be made so pleasing in the sight of God that we would be foolish indeed to let those heavenly treasures slip through our hands while we occupy our minds with the frivolities of the world. It may even be that during these quiet moments, God answers our prayer in a special way during the Mass as we prepare ourselves for Holy Communion. So let us focus only on loving God and giving Him our due adoration during Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.